Washington.
With organizers expecting a crowd of tens of thousands, security is top of mind. D.C.'s mayor also requesting support from the National Guard amid rising threats. Though law enforcement officials are not tracking any specific actionable threat to the march, Homeland Security officials are classifying the rally as a level one security event, its highest designation.
ABC's Justin Finch. Another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza since the start of the month. Doctors inside Gaza's main hospital say Israeli forces are firing at evacuees, that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. President Biden leaves today for the APEC summit in San Francisco, the president holding a highly anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. This is ABC News. Eight House Republicans voted with Democrats to not move forward on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
House Democrats and some Republicans preventing a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted it on border issues. Instead, Democrats asked to put the vote on hold and send the question to the Homeland Security Committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Students at the University of Idaho led a vigil last night, exactly 1 year after four students were fatally stabbed during a home invasion. Madison Whitney honored one of the victims, 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves.
On behalf of the women of Alpha Phi, I would like to thank our friends, family, community, and university staff for the love and support that we have received this past year.
Washington State University graduate student Brian Koberger is charged with murder and burglary. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis with 35 points hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 58. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 43. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Morning, Mr. Mayor.
Boy, it's going to be another nice day today. Mid 50s, like?
All week.
Went for a walk yesterday.
Okay. How many steps, John? More than 18?
Hang on, I got a new thing. Hang on.
Oh, you got a new phone.
I got a new phone, so I got a new thingy.
I'm sure it's
What? Hang on. Okay. I did, I gotta figure out this thingy here.
It's called steps. There's a little foot.
Oh crap! You know what?
Oh, it didn't calculate.
I gotta subscribe to it. Okay. I gotta pay for it.
Well, why you don't have to pay for that. You don't have to pay for that.
I do.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Okay.
Wow.
Whatever.
I think it was 10,000. I'm pretty sure.
I think you got one extra zero in that, Johnny.
It's 11,000.
Anyway,
got my route here. It's a great route.
Yeah.
You go down to Walnut, down to Broadway, and back.
Nice.
Do it twice. It's perfect.
That's a good route. And
yes.
Yeah. Very.
It's a beautiful day for you.
It is all week, though. We get the lights up then. And I take it you're walking to the library because you and I have to speak at the Retired Men's Club.
Great bunch of guys, always.
Like 150 go to that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun. So we're going to talk to them a little bit about. Well, we're going to talk to them a lot about our show and then what our future plans hold.
Yeah. By the way, today is National Pickle Day. You know what is very difficult to find?
Not pickles.
Yeah.
No.
Sweet pickles.
Sweet. Yeah, maybe.
I'm a fan of the sweet.
No. Milwaukee pickles.
Todd?
I'm a pickle fan.
Just in general?
Yeah, like sweet, but Dill is probably my favorite,
absolutely.
But I do like sweet.
Yeah. Conrad? Better say sweet.
I've never tried sweet, but I'm hoping to try it.
Where's that next?
You're so young, you've never tried sweet pickle.
When did you have your first pickle? Were you 19? I mean, come on.
I just love sweet pickles.
No. I'm with Todd. I like Dill. No, I
think we need to do a quick poll.
Oh, geez. Hey.
Todd, is the text machine working?
It's rolling. Okay. Just download the Civic Media app. Choose your station. Lower right-hand corner. You can text the studio, and we'll get it on the air.
Sweet. Or Dill.
Right.
Sweet or Dill. So you have to sweet or Dill.
Yeah.
Also, World Children's Day. It's Children's Day? World Diabetes Day? I didn't know that had a day. Children's Day. Okay. What's Children's Day, Todd?
Celebrating children.
That's
across
fantastic.
The world.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Wow. That's cool.
Yes. Very cool.
Why are my glasses, man? I got to run out to my car. I can't see that screen.
At least you're not as cranky as you were yesterday when somebody was double parked in your parking place.
That didn't help. That's true. It was nice
you
today.
You were not happy about that.
They were all.
Who would do that though, huh?
The guy.
Well, know that you're taking up two parking spaces.
Right, Todd. For the listeners, right, that guy just parked his car with the line
right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle. Took two spots.
Yeah.
Illinois guy.
Yeah. And you know, it'd be different if it was like a Mercedes or something. You're like, well,
no, wouldn't.
Well, no, but I'm just saying you don't want to get dinged.
Then go.
Well, I'm just saying.
Then go park on the street. No, reason for that. I know that I had to walk,
but
I got my steps in.
You had to walk. You had to walk in front of the doors.
Right, exactly.
You had to walk close. You literally were probably parked closer to where you're sitting right now than if you're in your regular spot. Todd, yes or no?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, it was more the routine was interrupted.
It interrupted your routine. You were cranky all day.
I didn't like that. It would be like no cream for the coffee. It was like that. It had that kind of impact on me.
That big,
which,
huh?
It did. It was big.
That's big. That's a big impact.
I know, for me.
That's a big impact. So, a lot of stuff going down downtown Green Bay this week.
Oh, this is going to be a good week.
Frank is performing right outside here tomorrow night, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, right outside?
Right on the city
deck.
Right
in the backyard here?
Because we are not on the city deck. We are next to the city deck. So, we could hear Frank, and if you walk out our door, you see the city deck. So, yes, he's going to be right down there.
I'd be able to hear him from my penthouse suite. As you all say.
Your studio penthouse suite.
And then where's the tree lighting thing you're talking about? Where's that?
Well, the peace tree lighting?
Yeah.
Is that
on the city deck too?
No.
Oh.
That is in front of the courthouse. We've only been doing that for 25 years.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't anybody ever tell me about this?
Yeah, it's quite nice. We have a little bit of a ceremony inside the courthouse. And some kids talk about what peace means to me. They write these essays,
nice.
Which is very good. And then we come out, we all sing, "Let There Be Peace on Earth" around the Christmas tree and light it. It's pretty cool. I hope they still do that. I don't know.
Not a huge fan. There.
Of "Let Me Be Peace on Earth." Let There Be Peace on Earth. Oh, that's a good song.
No, not a huge fan.
Let It Begin With Me.
What? Come on. I mean, can't you go with something else? Really?
John,
that's kinda... this is
a, we tell kids that, yeah, that's it.
That reminds me of sixth grade with the nuns.
Oh, yeah.
In school.
Totally, that's what it is.
That's
and
totally
very
that.
Slow tempo. You're right. Yeah. It's not the most upbeat song. It's not like Jingle Bells.
Can't you go with something else?
No, because we talk about, everybody talks about Ukraine and with Israel and the Gaza Strip.
I agree 100%.
But no, this
but
is what
I
we drill
think
it
there
down.
Could be a musical selection.
But when we would talk about what's going on in Afghanistan, but I tell kids that peace begins in your house with your brothers and sisters and at school on the playground. And so that's kind of the message we give to these kids. And then we light the peace tree and let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. That's like the impetus of world peace.
That was a church song. When we were kids, that was a church song.
That's why
song.
I'm not sure they still do that.
That was a total church song when I was a little kid.
It was. And
now, in fact, I can picture myself as an altar boy.
Yeah.
Walking up the aisle, leading the priest while they were playing or they were singing that song.
Yeah.
I can visualize it.
Yeah. And what we talk about, how music brings you back to a point in time.
Yes.
Were those good feelings? It was the Kazakh thing.
I don't want
like.
To say anything. I just want to go home and watch the Packer game.
Father's going to talk too long.
Exactly.
I'm going to miss the kickoff.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's what we do. That peace tree lighting, though, is worth going to. If, you know, bringing the kids to that. It's fun, and we have, like,
when
hot
do they
chocolate.
Do the big lights, the downtown lights, everything?
On Broadway?
Yeah.
That is done. Hey, look, John, first of all, I can't see the screen because my glasses are in my car. But if
well,
I could
we've got
see,
Jen Metcalf, assistant director of downtown Green Bay, with the parade and everything coming in this morning.
And that parade is awesome. That
I've been
be
in
good.
It numerous times.
Yes.
In the big shopping cart.
Right.
Do they still have that? I think you and I, Todd. We got to get a hold. Is Mark Scogan listening? Mark, are you listening? Mark, please text us if you're listening. How do you text, Mark? I mean,
you could give him the
Civic Media app. Yeah.
Okay.
So or anyway. you could give Scogan the bat line and he could call because I think somebody's in that cart. You're going to ask if he still has the cart.
Yeah.
And if he does have the cart, can you and I ride in the parade?
Yes. With Todd driving.
Well, oh, Lord.
What?
You just drive. You drive. That's easy to drive. That's easier than you think, Todd, because you drive.
Murphy used to drive it.
Right. No, you drive on the lower level, don't you?
Uh-uh.
You drive from up there?
Yeah. Because one time, you know what happened? One time, 4th of July parade broke down just coming up over the Mason Street Bridge. Me and somebody else had to get out and push for the parade. We were pushing the cart while Murphy still sat up top in the commander's seat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yes.
Oof,
yes.
You did that. Wow.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many parades and radio that I've been in where the vehicle that we were driving,
right.
Sometimes it's a station vehicle, breaks
has
down.
Isn't that something? It's bizarre. And he's not joking about that. It's bizarre. But what broke down was right on the Mason Street Bridge. Yeah. But and I was out there pushing it.
Wow. We'll talk to Jen. She'll know more about that.
Okay.
But if I know there's 80 units in the parade. And you know what I like about the holiday parade here in Green Bay? And I hope this is still
policy.
Hey, if
it's not being used, is it too late to get in?
Well, I'm sure the program is already made, but okay. I think we could cut in right. It would be cool is to cut in, like, of course, the last float is Santa Claus, which is awesome. If we could cut
he
in.
He could
right,
ride with us.
No, right before. Or we could ride
why
with
not?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what's good about that parade, you guys?
What?
No politicians.
No. Except, you're right.
Except me.
Except the mayor. As king of Green Bay.
We don't allow, like, and a lot of them want to be in, right? Because elections
oh, sure.
are coming up in February. They got to take their papers out December
1st. Yeah.
So they would all like to be in, and it's like, you know, we have this policy. Now, I don't know how, I haven't talked to Eric about this, but I hope they stay tried and true to that, because I think parades, Christmas is not yeah. about politics. It's about kids.
I agree.
Anyway, and okay. we get thousands. Jen will tell us all that. But
all right.
yeah, that's coming up. We'll talk about that. And then we have.
We got a lot of stuff coming. We got Doug Heim.
Your buddy,
I think
right?
everybody that has lived in Green Bay or did live in Green Bay remembers Doug Heim as far as TJ and the Ant and the Dance Machine and all those things. And it's pretty interesting. He just wrote a book about his experiences doing all those sorts of things. And that'll be really interesting talking to him. He's got a new podcast up. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. So I think that's really cool. Sandra Rank will be joining us. Sandra with Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams. By the way, I saw a thing in the paper. By the way, you know what I did yesterday?
Mm.
I spent like 2 hours doing?
Mm. What's that?
Reading all those papers you gave me, like the New York Times.
Yeah.
What an interesting paper.
Oh, that's good paper. I know it's a good paper. What's nice about the Times, I get it
not
online
not much for a sports
day.
Page.
Nope.
Very small. Like 2 pages.
But how about the arts?
Phenomenal. Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, I read the thing. I didn't know John Grisham had a new book out. They've got the whole big book review section.
And the beauty of the Times, and that's why I get it on Sundays, is it I can keep it around on the coffee table till like Wednesday,
absolutely.
Thursday. Because there's just a lot of interesting stuff
absolutely.
In there that's not super timely. I mean, the front page is all about, you know, what's timely.
But their writing is so good.
Well,
I mean, like,
yeah,
they've got a reporter
Times.
Right in Gaza.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Well,
just incredible.
And then you like the Press Times.
Yes, love the Press Times.
And then I get the Business News.
Yep. You like I love that too.
And, of course, the Press Gazette I get.
Yeah.
And then, do you read The Compass? You good Catholic?
I don't think that one was included in your...
Yeah, it was.
Are you sure?
I can find
I missed
papers.
That one. Okay.
Yeah, sure you
I'll
did.
Find it. Oh.
Somebody's here.
We used to get the Sunday Visitor, they used to call it, in my day. It was the same type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but one of the things I read, I think this was actually in the Press Gazette in the real estate section. Do you know what the median price of a house was? I'm going to ask Sandra Rank when she comes on. It was mind-boggling. The median price of a house in the United States last year. Of a house sold.
Last year?
Yeah. Like if you took all every house in the United States sold and then, you know, divided by
high.
That type of thing.
Expensive.
Yeah. Over $500,000.
No, it was that high.
Yes, it was. I'll run up to my apartment right
well,
now and get it.
I was going to say it was three something.
Over $500,000.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Scary incredible.
Scary incredible.
How are kids going to afford that?
I know. How are kids going to afford houses down the road?
I know.
How am I going to afford a house down the road?
The hell with the kids.
Exactly. Charity starts at home, kids.
That's right.
Exactly. We got a fun day coming up, ladies and gentlemen. It's only 28 degrees out?
Yes.
Is it really hot?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow. Appleton's 34, Green Bay, Oshkosh, 28. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
Didn't feel that cold?
No.
All right. Mind on the bear. We're just getting warmed up. Back after this. And it's starting to show. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you turn around your back on and tell me that's a
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it,
The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Michael the Mayor here at WGBW, WISS, and soon to be in Appleton. Coming your way down the I-41 corridor.
When's that, Todd?
Very soon. They just got the call letter change. It's WZBU, the bubbler in Appleton.
ZBU?
ZBU.
ZBU.
And the bubbler.
Where does the bubbler come from?
Well, you know, like it's a Wisconsin thing, right?
Oh, everybody, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The bubbler.
John and I are both on our phones.
And trying to figure out my phone, which doesn't work.
And I thought...
Brand new phone.
And we're trying
Apple
to...
Apple 15. I can't find anything.
And I can't find that little foot. Yes.
It's white. Look, my whole screen is white. I got nothing.
No.
Why are phones so complicated?
I know.
Todd,
I just...
Why are phones so complicated?
They're really not. They're kind of written for...
It's kind of our age, I think.
You're a lot younger than us. John, it's your age.
I'm not...
Call it what it is, Todd. He's... I don't think.
Okay, you know, look at when I try to go phone... when I try to go to my app. This is what comes up: some stupid game.
Yeah,
that's what comes up. Yeah, here I'm.
He's trying to get healthy.
Here I'm trying to be. Yeah, get healthy.
Yeah,
and my phone's not helping me.
No, it's not. John, on my phone, I haven't used it in a while. This is how I'm doing on my. I bought that app, you guys, to be healthy.
Tori says the shopping cart is driven from the bottom.
That's what I thought.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it is, but I'm not sure.
I know I've got a picture in my photos of me.
Well, you can't even get on your phone,
just
so let's
relax,
not worry
Jim.
About
How about that? I got an idea.
Jeez.
You know what you can do? Todd, this isn't getting off to a good start.
No,
today.
It's not.
Step in.
I was looking up my app for my health, and it's immunity. It's 0% lessons completed. So I gotta go.
Zero lessons complete. That's
yeah.
Good.
I gotta go to today's lesson. Congratulations on the first day of your.
I had a lot
loss.
Of steps yesterday too, and they didn't calculate.
This is congratulations on the first day of your weight loss and inflammation reduction program.
Okay.
Oh, this is some compelling radio.
This is great
right
radio. I want to hear all about your inflammation.
That's what I bought.
Things I want to hear about. But, Jim's inflammation.
I'll take Jim's inflammation for $200.
All you guys, Alex. Yes. Wow. Get
this, Johnny. I bought 57 lessons because it's zero lessons done.
Lessons of what?
57. I don't know. This is that thing I bought. Remember I told you that on Sunday?
Why would you buy something you don't even know you bought?
Because I was frustrated. I was getting fat, so I bought it. But, okay.
Wait, is it workout sessions or something?
I don't know. I'll look at it tonight.
Well, it's got to be something like that.
Yeah, but it's, okay. All right. Are you still trying to load your phone?
Yeah, hang on. I bought it. Hang on. Man. Okay.
Yeah, you know that.
He's on
checks it in? That is true, Johnny. I mean, Todd.
That's interesting. Look at the picture here, though, that I just put up on your screen.
I see that, but here's us in action.
Yeah.
In the Green Bay Parade.
Oh, wait, well, hold on a second. That's like 100 years old.
It is. It's all sketchy.
That's the old Festival Foods logo from like 1981.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the new cart is black.
Okay.
And drive it from the bottom.
We were up on top. That's me and Dom when he was like 2 years old, and now he's like 26.
Yeah, kind of like the progression from
I look
horses.
Good there, though, in my leather jacket. Hey, you notice that?
No.
I look good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, anyway, we'll see if that.
But see, there's Murph riding up on top.
I see that, John. Okay. You give him the bell so we can move
good
on.
Bell, Todd.
All right.
Todd, get the bell.
Yeah, you need the bell?
I need the bell
for something like that.
All right. Thank you. Have you been in, you know, the downside of being in a parade is you miss the parade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel sometimes sorry for, like, they have all those little dancers in there from, you know, those dance studios. And, you know, parades are cool to watch. You know where you got to sit for the parade? Right across from BAY, they hold up the sign that says play now, and you want to hear the band, so you want to get close to that so you hear
the music.
Well,
that's where the TV cameras are, yeah.
Right, but I'm thinking that's right, so wouldn't you try to get there early and sit there so you can listen to all the music? So anyway.
Is it still illegal to throw out candy and hand out candy and everything like that?
Yeah, Jen could probably talk about that. But they did have, they stopped throwing out, and the thing is kids would run out in front of the vehicles.
Right.
So then they said you can only hand out candy, but.
And they did away with that too. Let's Jen on real quick. Jen, come on here. I mean,
it's
we got
candy
the authority
question.
Right here. Why are we sitting here talking?
Yeah, right.
She's here. She's 10 feet away.
Just answer into the mic.
Jen, just get into the microphone, please, if you don't mind.
It is not illegal to throw to hand out candy.
It is not illegal?
It is not illegal. We welcome candy. We just don't want you chucking it from vehicles.
Right.
So if you can, a lot of times people are walking along. So they
come
can
on
just,
and join us, Jen. Come on
you
in.
You can just hand it to the.
Put on your headphones so you sound better in your hand.
Hand it to the spectators. That's
you can't hand it. Okay.
You can hand it to them.
As long as somebody's walking, right?
Yeah.
Not like driving a hand out the window.
We don't want them chucking it from their car. Yeah.
Although, there's not like a big, it's not like you arrest us if we do that. Because, I mean, I.
They'll pull you out of the parade.
No, I didn't. I was.
Yeah, they will.
No.
Yeah, they will.
I mean, Kevin Keene is pretty harsh about
They've got parade police.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying. I saw a guy get tased.
You'll be encouraged to stop, and you might not be invited back.
I'm not kidding. They got him down. Listen to me.
Oh, jeez.
They got him down, and then he pepper sprayed him in his face,
right in front of all the kids.
In front of all
nice.
The kids.
Yeah.
Then they put him in a chokehold. It was crazy. I'd never.
Then
do it
he woke
again.
Up, Jen. Then he woke
it's
up.
Prime so, family entertainment,
yeah,
right there.
I got text here. Every time you ring that damn bell, my dog thinks there's somebody at the front door. That deserves a bell. Give a bell.
Don't. The guy's
give a bell.
No, we need the listener.
Come on.
Oh, man. Dog's taking off.
Can I talk to Milton?
He's listening. He's listening. At the parade, I did a lot of those parades, but I did one of them I did on a Segway.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I've never been on one of those.
Yeah. Pretty cool thing.
I've never been on one of these scooters out here either.
Oh,
have you, Jen?
The bird?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody has. Yeah. Todd,
well,
you?
Come on. This is show prep. Let's get one of those. You grab a phone. You go down the street on the air.
Absolutely.
There you go. We can do that.
I'll do that.
The bird, that guy's from Appleton who...
Wait, do you have to wear a helmet when you do one of those?
No.
I can't imagine.
No. But you got to be respectful of people on the sidewalk. I mean, these kids come flying down.
Oh, my God. I almost got run over the other day. I'm not kidding. Standing right outside our doors. Right outside our doors here. I almost got run over.
But those are cool things. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a bunch of the birds.
Okay, can
in
I ask a question?
Parade. Yeah.
If you had a couple of cocktails, could you get arrested for operating under the influence?
Probably on like a bike, right?
Could you? There have been a lot of police instances with the birds over the years.
Really?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
That's the main. Could you get a DUI or DI? What
probably.
Do they call it?
It's
DUI or DUI?
It's a motor vehicle, right?
Operating
motor vehicle.
It's changed the name.
Yeah.
Could you get one on one of those?
You can get a ticket for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The chief's coming on.
Yeah.
We'll talk to the chief.
Yeah,
I'll shoot him that question. It's DUI. Under the influence, because you'd be under the influence of. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, as far as like on something like that, that
I think,
probably could happen.
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, we'll get to that. But that parade, we're going to talk to Jen about the. How long have you been working on that parade? I know Keene's been there forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's 39 years old. It's obviously changed. I've been there. This is my fifth.
Okay.
Year, including a pandemic year.
But. Is the festival cart going to be in it this year?
It is. Yeah.
Who's in it?
I don't know. I think they're just bringing it. So one of their people. Nobody special.
Oh,
hey.
All right, Scogan. Pitching
a ride. Remember that song? Gonna get back home.
When
to
you're
my
hit.
Baby's
that's
side.
Totally,
yeah.
That was all
ride,
about a, it was all,
ride,
it was all
pitching
about
a ride.
It's all about a parade.
1969.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, we've had the Grand Marshals in it a couple years ago, but this year we don't have any plans for anybody to be in it.
Who's your Grand Marshal?
The characters from the movie that we can't name out loud. It's a movie about snow and ice, so it's the snow princesses and their snowman friend. You know, Disney is what I'm saying.
Why can't you say it out loud?
Frozen. It's the Frozen characters, but we can't call it. It's licensing.
Ah! Oh, here it is! Great song. Sun goes up. A car goes by.
This has nothing to do with the holiday parade.
No.
Nothing. Oh, man. We gotta regroup.
Hitching a ride.
We've got to regroup.
Mind on the bear. Back at it.
Gotta get me home.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Final preparations are underway on the National Mall for today's March for Israel in Washington.
With organizers expecting a crowd of tens of thousands, security is top of mind. D.C.'s mayor also requesting support from the National Guard amid rising threats. Though law enforcement officials are not tracking any specific actionable threat to the march, Homeland Security officials are classifying the rally as a level one security event, its highest designation.
ABC's Justin Finch. Another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza since the start of the month. Doctors inside Gaza's main hospital say Israeli forces are firing at evacuees, that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. President Biden leaves today for the APEC summit in San Francisco. The president holding a highly anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast, a blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 58. Southerly winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. We got a text here. It says, Justice and Bella say hi to Milton.
Oh, nice.
Who's Justice and Bella?
I think they were the dogs that were barking when I hit the bell.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Nice.
I all right. Okay, I thought Bella was Baker's sister, my previous dog. Maybe.
I don't
okay.
know.
Anyway.
All right.
Milton says hello. Okay. Hey, we talked. Well,
thank you for setting up our phones.
I know.
You're welcome.
So we had to talk with the parade. We're giving her our phones. And
she got us on our app. So
Todd. Who has the longer stride, me or the mayor?
Longer stride?
Yeah, because right. it showed up on the thing here, how your stride is.
Right.
I'm going to guess it's got to be John.
Yeah. Well, 25.2 versus 24.8.
Pretty similar strides.
Those are pretty short steps.
we've talked a lot about how do you kind of get in the Christmas spirit? And I just hope everybody does some way, somehow. Things at the Widener Center, Daddy D Productions, Frank Hermes things, and the Botanical Gardens lighting. One of the biggest things that we do in this community is the holiday parade. And that has been going on for a long time because I took my kids.
How many years did you say?
39.
39, wow.
Years, right? Because I remember, although I do remember sitting on snowbanks too. So I think there is something to the weather pattern moving. But anyway, we have Jen Metcalf, who works as the assistant director of downtown Green Bay. And, you know, parades are always difficult because you really can't charge for a parade. You know what I mean?
Right?
It's just one of those things. And yet we have, the attendance, it's got to be in the just thousands, right?
Tens of thousands.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And it's a great, great holiday parade. And that's kicking off next Saturday.
This coming Saturday, the 18th.
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah.
I'm glad you're here. I thought it was next.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to miss it this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to Nashville.
Oh, no.
Anyway, tell us about it. What are you got going on? What's new? Who's your grand marshal? And
right.
When do people get there and all that? Let's talk about it.
It starts at 10 o'clock. And, you know, it's going to look similar to every other year. But
that's good.
Yeah. So it's going to have the marching bands. It's going to have a lot of dance groups. You know, there are a lot of kids. Yeah. Some of them are like a block long, you know, 250 dancers. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's going to have, Kevin Keenan, you know, Kevin, Jim, you know, he always ingrained in my head. He's one of the original founders of the parade, really. And he always ingrained in my head, every entry has to entertain the kids. It has to be about the kids. You can't have driving billboard after billboard. You know, it's just not about the businesses. It's about entertaining the families and entertaining the kids. And it's really cool because, of course, it's mostly moms and kids because dads are off hunting, you know? So it's this crowd filled with moms and kids. And so we always really keep that in mind. And there's always a theme. And we always are really firm, like, you have to decorate to the theme. So this year's theme is Let It Snow.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, you'll see lots of floats and vehicles and things that are definitely themed to snow. And so we'll see lots of that kind of things here. The Grand Marshals are the characters from the movie Frozen. I can't, you know, licensing doesn't allow us to call it Elsa, Anna, and Olaf, but that's who that is.
All right. Well, that'd be cool.
I thought that was kind of a creepy movie.
I don't think so.
Didn't you?
No, I think it's magical. And
yeah.
Okay. No, I thought it was creepy that the one poor girl, she's behind the door, and she's asking her sister to hang out with her, and she's like, leave me alone. I thought that was...
Well, there's a reason.
Mental torture.
It wasn't as happy as you wanted it
to
be.
No, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Then the guy turned out to be a jerk.
True.
The soldier guy turned out to be a total jerk.
That's a Disney movie for you, right?
I guess I was surprised. I'm just saying.
I see Disney, their last movie didn't do too well.
What was it?
Which one?
I don't know. I don't watch movies. Right. Back to the parade.
Yeah.
10 o'clock. So people can start getting down here at 8:30. You have some almost pregame stuff.
Pregame stuff. You know, who doesn't love Frank? And I heard him here yesterday. So, he will be there from 9 to 10. Singing to the crowd.
Right.
In that area that you guys were talking about. The bleachers, the VIP section, we call it.
For the BAY?
Yeah. So there's bleachers there. So Frank and Amy come out and start singing in the streets a little after 9, and they'll do that until the parade starts, which is at 10 o'clock.
And there's vendors, there's hot chocolate.
Does Frank ever take a day off?
No. He works hard, man.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That guy, yeah, he works.
How do they keep their voice? How do singers keep their voice? It seems like I would lose. Like when I would do like 3 basketball games in a row, I was like losing my voice.
Yeah, that's interesting because they sing every night.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I mean, I'm talking about like old people too, like Tony Bennett and stuff, like those guys, and they just kept their voices unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, some of them lost a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. They gargle. I don't know. They keep their voice, though. They don't take days off.
They're professionals.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, John.
All right.
But
you were a singer.
I was.
You're a professional singer. Did you ever get paid to sing?
Yes.
You're a professional singer.
No, that doesn't ever. They're tips. We didn't charge.
Whatever.
They were tips.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten paid.
Well, you are a pro, John.
Exactly.
They talked to you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the parade. I just want to say there's 70 units in the parade.
Yeah.
Which is, that's awesome.
It is.
I mean, that's a lot of units. And I think, is it still your policy that and I hope Kevin is staying true to that, where the floats entertain the audience? There's just not a lot of politicians waving.
None. None at all. Yep. Every year we kind of have to turn a few away that we say, this just doesn't match the vibe that we're going for. This is not your platform. This is a family event. So, yeah.
Very cool.
There's none of that.
All right. And you got some animals in that parade?
Yeah. The Lucky 7 Dog Rescue is going to bring dogs.
Cool.
And then we'll have the reindeer, Santa's reindeer,
are
coming. And then, of course, the horse that pulls Santa. I believe there's... Oh, the Wildlife Sanctuary.
Wildlife Sanctuary always does a good job bringing stuff.
Yeah. In fact,
did you ever taste reindeer?
No.
I have.
Don't tell your kids that.
Finland. I just was
Finland?
There.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's not
it's
bad.
It's good. It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Are you Finnish?
No.
Oh.
My daughter spent the summer in Finland, so we went over to visit her.
Oh, nice.
To the North Pole or the Arctic Circle.
Did you take a sauna?
Yes, several.
Excellent.
You have to. It's part of life.
Do you know how to make pasties?
No.
Okay.
Never mind. Okay, we're going to get to that. Todd, we'll talk about that another time, but I've got a whole plan for that. It's going to be great.
Do you know what Heikkilumpka is?
No.
Okay.
Okay. What else is going on?
Something kind of exciting this year. And you guys were kind of alluding to the playing in front of the bleachers. This year, our media partner, NBC 26, has decided to not show it live, which is kind of a big deal. It had gone to 1 hour, very strict 1 hour live show. And we had a meeting with them, and we said, what do you think about not doing that? And they were super excited. It took a little bit for us to work through it. But it's going to be recorded and then produced, and it's going to be shown on... Thanksgiving morning, Christmas morning, and then the Friday after Thanksgiving and Christmas night, I think. So there's going to be 4 times where people can watch it on TV, which is, you know, at first, I think it's going to be a little hard for the grandmas and grandpas who just sit at home and watch it at 10 o'clock because they knew their kids were there and they wanted to. But this will really allow them to do a polished, almost Macy's style parade. And then the kids can go home and watch themselves because they could never do that before. So
who's going to be the host for NBC 26? Nina?
Nina and Cameron are the on-site, you know, personality. They sit at a table right down there, and they commentary. You know, they commentate the whole thing, and we help them with that. But then this allows them to do some packages, you know, before and after, and kind of insert some things, you know, kind of like American Idol when they show an entry and then they break away to their story. You know.
Oh yeah.
So they're going to be able to do
more
that with some of the entries. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm very excited. They're very excited. So that's a big change this year.
Nice.
Or break away to a commercial.
Were you doing it the year that Murphy and I were in the shopping cart breakdown? Do you remember that?
I don't know if I was there that year, but
I
probably
was
watching.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. One of my finest moments, Johnny pushing a shopping cart over the Mason Street Bridge.
Okay.
It was outstanding.
We'll get in there next year, Jen, because you do have some media. Fox 11 takes a float.
Yeah,
and
Fox 11.
What's the oldie station?
Yeah, WOGB.
A lot
of the radio stations partner with us, and they provide the music for the dance groups, right?
Oh, cool.
So it's a neat partnership, you know.
We could do that. We could have Todd
running
the musical aspect of it.
I would be happy to do that, only if the guys could dance with the kids.
I'm in.
I mean, anything's possible.
I'm in.
I'll try that.
I'm all in. Tights, the whole...
Okay, let me ask this, though.
If we
have that float, if we have the shopping cart next year, can we still say... Mind when the mayor, or is that like political then when you're saying the mayor? Yeah.
I'll talk to Eric.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're pretty good friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you guys work through that.
I want to do this. We're in next year.
We're in next year. We're telling you now, get a reservation. Yep. And we're going to get the shopping cart. We're going to talk to Mark Scogan.
Yeah.
And get that wrapped up.
Yeah.
What else is going on? So after the parade, if families want to stick around, is there a time they can meet Santa?
There is. And in the reindeer, I mentioned they're in there. So they're going to be kind of penned up at the YWCA.
Are they real reindear?
Real reindeer.
Yeah.
Well, where do you get them from?
Well, there's a Finland. Farm. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, nearby. Okay. Yeah. So the reindeer are kind of penned up, and then the kids can visit with them and then go inside the YWCA and see Santa. And the YWCA is doing a great job hosting them. But then we have two other ones. The Grinch will be at the YMCA. And the Grinch isn't in the parade, but that's another after the parade meet and greet. And then at Hotel Northland, our Grand Marshals will go, and they'll be in the lobby of Hotel Northland.
So you nice.
Can meet and greet with those characters. That's-
you know what? Downtown Green Bay during the – I remember when I was a little kid, one time I came to Green Bay during the holiday season, and I thought it was just unbelievable. I thought downtown Green Bay lit up and everything back then. This would be like 1972, something like that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that I'd ever seen.
And I think that's kind of what
this you're bringing
is,
it back.
Right. It's kind of unique because, as I understand it from Kevin, you know, the reason the parade was really started was that they wanted people to stay downtown, go to the Prangies display at the mall, and, you know, stay and do all the things and have lunch or brunch or whatever. And so it just kind of feels a little bit like we're bringing that back this year, even more than ever.
Awesome. Nice. Fantastic.
Yeah. How great that is for people to, maybe they haven't been to the Northland.
I mean,
it's been around for what, 3 years, 4 years.
Right.
And to get in there and meet, what are the characters called again?
She can't say.
Right. Oh, she can't say. Okay.
It's Olaf, whatever. Anna, and Elsa, but not Olaf, Anna, and Anna. Yeah. We're calling them Oli, Anna, and, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do they tell any Ola and Lena jokes?
No.
I can tell you. I'm going to tell
you. Don't get started. No. All right. Please don't. Mm-hmm. So that's at the Northland, and after we hang around here. Get there a little bit early, listen to Frank and Amy, sing a few Christmas carols.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be great. And thank you for doing this. I know... these are tough to do. You got to get everything organized and staging. And Kevin does a great job with his little golf cart, you know, his clipboard, and you're next, and keep it moving and tighten it up. And
then when does the whole downtown light up?
Wednesday night. I mean, today is probably the final touches, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Okay, is that the peace tree thing?
Well, we have the peace tree, and that's Wednesday night. And then all the city deck will be lit up, and we've added quite a few more things this year, if you remember last year.
And then
year,
Frank's going to be singing out here tomorrow night, right? Right.
Frank's going to be singing, this year.
So the peace tree is Wednesday?
Do you
Wednesday?
Think maybe they should look for another song instead of Peace on Earth? Do you think? What do you think?
As I was putting the lyrics on the back of the program yesterday, I was thinking to myself, "Huh, this is interesting that we still sing this song." So inside the courthouse, there's the 30-minute ceremony, and Jim, you remember, it's really kind of a beautiful ceremony.
John, take notes.
I am.
Okay, so it's 30 minutes, and it's things like, you know, the mayor gives a welcome, and then Area Elementary School. This year we have Chapel Elementary School are going to sing three non. Religious songs, you know, and then there is Leonardo da Vinci School has essayists. I believe there's 7th and 8th graders.
John, you got to hear those.
Right,
I'll bet
those kids from da Vinci.
Yeah, pretty sharp.
Oh yeah, it's like whoa.
Yeah, right. I mean, well, there are future,
AI?
Right?
I hope so.
They're the leaders, and so the prompt is, "What does peace mean to me?" And so the two little essays that usually are read are just very meaningful. And we're going to sing, I think, Imagine, you know, Beatles Imagine.
See, that's the song I was thinking of. That's exactly the song I was.
That's a sad song.
Well, as I was putting those lyrics in the program, I thought, oh, this is going to be so great. And it's going to be sung as a sing-along inside the rotunda. It's going to be beautiful. So
yeah, that great acoustics in the rotunda.
It is.
I mean,
it's
you just
gorgeous.
Can't beat that. So you do that, and then you go outside and light the tree, do the countdown, sing Let There Be Peace on Earth. That's, don't mess with that tradition. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's,
even though Johnny doesn't like
let me work on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
John, what I want to sing like Jingle Bells. I
mean,
it's something more meaningful.
It's
called
just
a peace tree.
I know, Jim, but there have been other songs about peace. You know what I mean? I mean, we just upgraded a little bit. Let me put Todd on that.
Upgraded? No.
Working on it.
There are just certain things that are tradition. And I'd agree with you, but that outside part is just like.
It is.
It's just kind of the exclamation
point.
And then we just move
on. It is what it's all
about.
And I tell them that this is what the season is all about right here, right now, tonight. So it's peace. And then. So anyway, then we have the lighting of the city deck and Frank, and when is Broadway light up? Is that Friday?
Friday.
Yeah,
so started there, Chris Kindle Market, and
that's a fun thing too, you guys. You gotta.
Oh, I know we gotta talk about
what.
What do Jim and I have to do to get control of the bridge lights?
That's not her.
We want that.
That is not her.
We want that.
Oh, see, this is sad. This would bring me down.
This is phenomenal.
I don't want to hear this.
I do.
I don't think so, Jim. I think if you listen to the words, I think it's okay.
I've ceased to sing this in Up With People.
Okay. Well,
you weren't Up With People.
Wait a minute. Up With People. Stop the show. Stop the show.
More people. That one?
That one.
People. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't like this. No, this takes away from, no.
I think kids singing it, you know, the words will take on a different meaning.
Absolutely.
I think it'll be okay. I think it's going to be really special.
Jed, thanks very much for being here.
You're welcome.
You're awesome.
Work on those things for me then, too, okay?
Yeah, thanks for working on that.
Get my app working here, my friend.
Yeah, keep the tradition going.
Jed Metcalf, System Director, Downtown Green Bay, back with Doug Heim.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
WGBWWISS. Hey, Todd, how are we doing on the sweet or dill?
You guys are going to be disappointed. Not one vote this
Not
morning.
One vote.
Not one vote.
On whether or not you like, Doug, do you like sweet pickles or dill pickles?
Dill.
I'm the only person that likes sweet pickles.
We're done.
All right, we're over. Thanks for being here, Doug.
Yeah, thanks for weighing in.
Wow, that's real nice. Doug Heim joining us.
Doug, would a legend be too strong as an intro?
I've been called that.
But
I don't look at my... When I look in the mirror, I see just me.
You see that seventh grade picture you have in the book?
Oh, well, yeah.
Johnny, from high school, Doug.
Do I look like Leave It a Beaver?
Yeah,
I could
see that.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Well, my brother looked like Wally.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What year did you graduate from high school?
What was that?
What year did you graduate from high school?
73.
70. And where did you go? West?
West, Southwest, actually.
Southwest, okay.
Trojans, yeah.
Well, that was like one of the first years of the school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, early on? Yeah.
Yeah, it was brand new that year. I was the first graduate of that building.
Last time I saw you, you were producing a big thing on the former mayor.
That's right.
Paul Jaden.
Yep.
Where you, like, followed him around for a day and everything?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was fun, interesting. That's one great thing about being in the business I've been in.
Yeah.
Is that I've been in boilers 10 stories high at paper mills. I've been in operating rooms and hospitals, and that kind of industry gave me opportunity to experience a lot of things the normal person doesn't get to see every day.
And actually, you know who we had on here a couple of weeks ago was Ned the Dead.
Yes, and that's kind of how I contacted
you guys. Yeah, he was kind of the precursor, too.
Yeah, so I heard that he was on, and I got a new podcast coming up where I'm doing a new TJ and the Ant on YouTube. And I'm promoting that.
We may have some listeners that aren't familiar with TJ and the Ant. Tell us a little bit how that got started. We got a few minutes here, and then we're going to come back and talk more. But
first of all, it's because it was the years it was on. It was 1977 to 1982.
Okay.
And so right there.
Was that a Channel 11?
TV 11.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, the TV show was... I was inspired by radio disc jockeys. My brother took me downtown. I saw a disc jockey, and he ran the whole station. He pushed the knobs. He did all the talking. He played
the
music.
Was that the old WDUZ?
WDUZ.
There you go. When you said downtown, that's...
Yeah. Yep. And I watched through a window. They were up on the third floor. And I said, I want to be a DJ. And another part of the story is I couldn't get a job because I was 14 years old. They wouldn't hire me. My voice was too high. So I built my own pirate radio station, and eventually when I got a job at a TV station, I thought, why can't television, be a television jockey, just like disc jockeys are. So I created what I call a TJ, but now all today we call them a VJ or a video jockey.
That's right. Or now it's VMJ.
Multimedia.
MMJ, yeah. Something like that, yeah. That's what you see. You don't see broadcast journalists anywhere. It's like MMG, better be able to do everything. Shoot, edit, the whole works. But when you first got started, I mean, that was kind of an era of TV, though, where you could do some fun, crazy sort of things and get away with it.
Well, the whole world was different at that time. I mean, we got away with things. It was like a pirate television station. The management would let us run whatever we wanted. I mean, you know, normally, like, you look at your program log for your broadcast, it's pretty tight. But, boy, it was as loose as can be back then.
Especially, they gave you a lot of liberties in the evening, in the late hours.
Well, yeah. I mean, normally TV stations signed off at midnight, played the national anthem, and it was just snow. That was it.
Right.
And so when we're the only one on the air, and who's going to tell us we can't do that?
Right.
You know?
Did you, when you first started that, was there anybody you were sort of emulating, or did you have somebody else in mind that did something like this, and you're kind of trying to, you know?
No, I wish I could.
Was this all original from your head?
Yeah, okay. And because of that, it was scary. I mean, when you come up with an idea, first time, and try it out there, and I'm scared right now with this new podcast because I, you know, should I be doing this?
It's a walk in space.
Yeah,
that's I always tell people. It's a walk in space.
Yes, it is.
But what about as far as that era also had Stanley Siegel?
Yes.
Remember that name? Can you describe him back in the day?
Stanley Siegel, he let me take his car and go and put his laundry at the laundromat from the washing machine into the dryer. And I loved that because he had a little sports car with a stick shift. And I couldn't figure out how to put that thing in reverse where any time I parked it, I had to park it so I could, you know, go forward. But and then also another thing Stan never did is he would never take his trash out to the street because he didn't like to be seen taking his trash out to the street because he's a big celebrity. So this young little kid that's working at a TV station, me, he has me go over to his house. And sure enough, I'd go and take his trash out of his garage and put it out to the curb for him.
Oh, my God. What was his demise? Was it the time he did the... Well, he did the Volkswagen thing, right? To see if they really floated.
Yeah.
And then didn't he do a thing about doing an underwater or under Jello broadcast?
Yes.
In a vat of Jello or something?
Yes, it's exactly what he did. They got a big tub like you put ice and beer in at a picnic. It's like a big bathtub size. And he got in that thing. They filled it up with water and Jello, and they chilled it. And he's sitting in it with a snorkel.
How many hours did he sit in that thing?
Now you're going into questions I don't know because that was like 1972.
Okay.
I was 17 years old that year, and that's when I got hired full-time at TV 11.
Okay. Wow. Who was your general manager then?
Tom Hutchinson.
Oh, my gosh. Legendary.
Oh, yeah.
Hutch.
Yeah, he's one of the most significant, wonderful people in my life.
No question.
I think that's pretty cool how young you were to really break some ground on being entrepreneurial, to do the first overnight TV. I mean, I think that's awesome, Doug, that you took that risk.
Well, yeah. I think the TV station was really, really the one that took the risk.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But I walked in, I was running the TV station at late night. I signed it off. I played the national anthem and we shut the station down and went home for the night. And when I went home, there's no TV. And I tried to pull in a signal from Chicago because they were on the air all night.
Oh.
And I thought, why aren't we on the air? And that's where it all started.
Wow.
And what you did then with the dance party and all the different things, it wasn't long after everybody else started doing those kind of things, wasn't it?
Yeah. The dance thing was...
Or the dance machine, right?
Yeah, the dance machine. I started that business... And I got laughed at. Even my wife laughed at me. She said, you know, we're going to play records at a wedding?
Yes. So you're the first mobile DJ, huh?
In this region.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Doug, you got a book out. You got a new podcast coming. We got a bunch of things to talk about. Doug Heim was really a groundbreaker for...
media, right?
For the media around here. A little bit avant-garde, is that the word? Where you just kind of go outside the norms and you did it first, which is really cool. And I'm sure Ned the Dead would give you the appreciation for kind of blazing the trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have him on my show.
Oh, he'd
there
be
you go.
Great.
He's
oh my
great.
Goodness.
Okay, those two together?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And what about Stanley?
Stanley Siegel?
Yeah.
He passed away in 2016.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks, yeah, Jim. Right. Way to bring that up. All right, we're with Doug Heim. Mine with America. This could be a lot of fun. Back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.